Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live every day from sunny Southern California. Welcome in. We're at the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rick Bucher is going to join us in 20 minutes. Get his thoughts on Ime Udoka, what it means for the Celtics, what it means for the league. I'll give you my thoughts on the Browns' dominating performance over the Steelers. I was wrong with my pick of the Steelers covering and the under. It hit the over, and of course the Browns, as you know, won. Second week of Browns-Steelers does feel like that Amazon crew kind of found their sea legs a little bit. We got the Gambler for you. We got Eric Mangini, the man genius for you. God, we got a good show. Really, really good show. I like a bunch of the topics we have, but this one obviously is the one that everyone is talking about. Ime Udoka has accepted a year-long suspension from the Boston Celtics. There's some interesting sound out of the press conference which took place today. Here's Brad Stevens. Remember, Brad was the head coach, now the general manager. Here's Stevens defending women in the organization.
We have a lot of talented women in our organization, and I thought yesterday was really hard on them. And I think that nobody can control Twitter speculation, rampant bull. But I do think that we, as an organization, have a responsibility to make sure we're there to support them now, because a lot of people were dragged unfairly into that.
Here's Brad Stevens on why he isn't taking over as head coach.
Brad Wick, did you discuss, though, having those conversations about you taking over? And if you don't like the results, would you think about taking over?
Absolutely not.
We did have a conversation, a brief one.
Yeah, but I think the other part of it is like,
just wanted to,
you know,
make sure.
There's a lot of factors in play of why I wouldn't necessarily even want to do that. But I think that, you know, I do think that I've told Joe this, like, I'm going to be there for him without stepping on his toes as much as he needs. But he doesn't need much. I believe in that strongly.
All right. The first thing is, if you haven't picked up from the sound bites and from the way he purports himself or his coaching success, Brad Stevens is an incredible dude. Incredible. And matter of fact, I go back, I'm going to say like 3 or 4 summers ago, you know, I text him, hey, I'm going to be in town for a day. Oh, let's meet for lunch. And we go to a little lunch spot that he likes to go to close to where a couple of the people live, not far from his facility. I picked him up at the facility, and we go and have lunch. And I mean, just a completely kind gentleman who's everything you think he looks like. That's actually who he is. And I think in this case, he gets it. Like, you can't do that. You can't. Pat Riley did it once, won a championship. But then when LeBron James seemed to push him to being the head coach, when Spoelstra was the coach, he wouldn't bite, because it just doesn't work long term and unseats everything. But that's not the biggest issue here. The biggest issue is in the media coverage of it, and even in the Twitter sphere, not just trying to search for what woman was it, who could it be? But we have this ridiculous part of the media, and I am part of the media. You'll have people who go on radio or on TV and say the media, like, hey, dude, if you're on TV and you're representing ESPN, ABC, Fox, NBC, you're part, or any of these smaller, you're part of the media. I'm part of the media. We are part of the problem. So, like, look, Twitter is a cesspool, and I know I participate in it. It has its use for me. It has its use for our business. It is a great way to communicate, great way to read breaking stories and be a news feed. But you have people on Twitter who want to relate this story to the Brett Favre story. Or they want to ask, you know, why are we finding out about Ime Udoka and when this has occurred in other places? Okay, that's for Twitter. But for people like, I'll just say, for Stephen A. Smith to question, why has this come out? Like, what are the other possibilities? You have people asking, why is this being covered in the Brett Favre thing not being covered? Because the Brett Favre case of the state of Mississippi versus Brett Favre and other people yet to be indicted, that defrauding the state for money that's going towards welfare is something that will get you in jail, but not something that currently affects sports. And we don't have any definitive this is or is not going to happen today or tomorrow. NBA camps start next week. He's the coach of the Eastern Conference champions. He did an incredible job. He had an impeccable reputation. So you'll have people saying, why they expose it? And it all links to this thing that we've become, which is gross. And I think we know what it is. But unless we say it, if we don't tiptoe around it, it becomes the elephant in the room. Ime Udoka is black. I don't know how to point that out to you, but he is, in fact, a black man and a very successful one at that. So is that the reason he's being pointed out? Like, no. If you're not looking in the narrow focus of this story, you realize whether it's CBS, big CBS, why'd they make a change? Fox News, look at all the changes that took place there. NBC and the Today Show, ever heard of Matt Lauer? Like, this is not a new story. This is a new element to the overall story. But this is not a new story. This didn't just happen only in, and we're not the only one we're covering. The Today Show scandal with Matt Lauer, which dramatically changed morning time TV. There's actually a show about it on Apple Plus. Entire show about it. And Steve Carell plays the lead character, who's Matt Lauer. So I don't know whether or not people are just, they don't know what's going on in the world, or whether they simply want to make it about something it's not about. This is a gigantic story. And as I thought, as I guessed, as I wondered, the Celtics found out about it, made sure they knew everything, probably had to get some cell phones, had to get lawyers involved. And then I would guess they told Ime, and this is kind of what they said. Like, look, dude, you got three choices. Be fired, resign, or take a year-long suspension. And in all honesty, the toughest thing to do is the thing that he did. If he resigned, he'd be a head coach maybe mid-year, probably next year. If he resigned, maybe this story gets buried. Right? You can resign and say you did it for, you know, personal reasons. You had to need some time for personal reflection. But by saying you wanted to stay on and fight the hard fight, stuff on some level had to come out. Because it doesn't make, like, none of it would make sense otherwise. There is no other way to cover it other than the way it's been covered. Right? Woj had the story. Shams come in and tell you the reason behind the why behind the story. The Celtics get all their ducks in a row. Ime decides to take a year-long suspension, and they have a press conference today. Like, I don't really understand any of the hullabaloo. But people want to equate it to race or to him being, or why are we covering this? We in the media have to be better, have to know better. And I get it. It's very easy to chastise me because I've had my own things I've said been made into something of malice, which it was not, something of controversy, which didn't feel like it was. It was merely talking about a story that I had heard from people that I believed to be reputable. And when it's not correct, you go, hey, not correct. But equating everything to being about race is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It lacks any sort of substance, and it takes away from anything substantive about race in the future. It's much like when women have made false claims against men. There are thousands, millions of women who have been mistreated or even assaulted by men. And it takes as little as one person to make a false accusation, unfairly so, to take away from women's legitimate accusations. Legitimate. It's the same thing here. If we immediate reaction is, well, this is because, like, no, it's not. No, it's not. You know, the Brett Favre story, if Brett Favre did this, if he knew he was using welfare funds to help fund an arena, a volleyball arena, for his daughter to play in, he's likely to go to jail, likely to pay a hefty fine, and will suffer plenty of humiliation galore in terms of his personal name and likeness. It's why you see all these other superstar quarterbacks from that era on TV. You don't see Brett Favre, right? There's a comeuppance there. But, like, we act like this is not a gigantic story. I don't know a different way to report it. And I thought the Celtics did the best job they possibly could without divulging any sort of personal details. Like, all of what happens in this level of investigation is everyone involved does what the lawyers tell them they can do and they can say, or they lose their job. That's it. So I don't know what Stephen A's pushback is. I don't understand other people going on TV and calling out the Celtics or talking about reporters. It's a very hard story to talk about. It's a hard one to report, but it's one in which, had he simply been suspended for a year, everyone, when it initially came out, ask yourself this. Did you not text a buddy and say, what do you think he did? Did you not ask a friend at a bar, What do you think he did? I know. I'm in the business. I texted like 15 friends. What do you think he did? And all of us are like, I don't know. And then it comes out like, okay. Am I wrong here, Dan Beyer? You've been doing this as long as I have. I don't understand the pushback towards reporting, the pushback towards the Celtics. I just think this is another Me Too story that has a lot more personal details because we feel like we know the players more than we know another situation.
Yeah, this is, when we heard the initial reports, we didn't know what was going on. Then we found out that there was a consensual relationship, and now that there seems that something is turned about it. And I guess the lesson that I'm learning in all of this is, I know it's not popular, but like the more that this comes out, the more we learn about it. So every conclusion that I've jumped to has been wrong, and I think there are a lot of people who are jumping to certain conclusions or trying to take certain angles. And I don't want to do the cop-out thing, Doug, of like, well, you don't know the whole story, but everything that I've guessed so far and what I thought it could be was not even close to like what ended up happening. So now I'm almost like cautious in being like, all right, how do we deal with this? What's the talk show angle about it? It's so foreign to a lot of the topics that we talk about.
Is it fair game to at least talk about the information we do have?
Yes, I do believe that. Yes.
Are the Celtics flawed in the way they've handled this?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either. Maybe it's not playing the race card, which some have played. Maybe it's just the fact that we have this defensive attitude towards everything. And look, this is where I'll throw myself under the bus. I'm a contrarian. Like I see a story and I look at the other angle. I try and like, what am I missing here? By nature. But I think that's how we've all become. We don't believe any story. We believe there's always an angle behind it. Many believe there's always race behind it or sexism behind it or something behind it. And we don't take it at face value and we don't take it as it comes. We constantly search for, frankly, watching Woj's feed, I was waiting, where's the substance? Oh, there's Shams comes in from the top rope, right? That's how we ingest news and we lack patience in it. So it's a very strange place to be, but we have this, inherent lack of trust in everything that we don't believe anything is what it seems. I don't know. Jay Stu, what do you think?
I think that there still is not a blueprint on how organizations handle these situations. I mean, we saw how badly the Browns have screwed it up. We saw how badly the Texans did, I guess. There just is not a handbook on how to properly handle these situations and protect everybody involved. And in this situation, if what you're saying is true, and there's a lot of speculation on Twitter, and I watched Stephen A. this morning, they seem to live in this this world where the Celtics could just come out and say, we're suspending our head coaches, just led us to the Eastern Conference last year. And not say why. Just for breaking team rules. Eventually, TMZ or anybody who has who's a little bit moralistically compromised is going to find the details of this story. So the Celtics had to give something and try to protect the most vulnerable people in this story. So I just think it's complete BS what the other angle is.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot to it, and there's a lot you can't share, but there is an amount that you have to share, right? That's the hard part to it. You can't say nothing and just suspend him or fire him or whatever, or he just resigns. You got to say something, but you can't really say everything. It's a very difficult place. A very difficult place to walk. Very difficult place to balance. And we ask perfection of people. I have a legit question: is how does Ime walk back into that building as the head coach in a year? And if you listen to the press conference today, it was not guaranteed that he'll be the head coach in a year. It was not guaranteed. So this is a very interesting place for him to go, for the Celtics to go.
It's almost like the Celtics are doing what Adam Silver did, right? He did the penalty that he was under power to do, and then he just kind of allowed the public to dictate what happens next and the sponsors to dictate what happens next.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if he coaches for the Celtics again.
Byer, you think he coaches for the Celtics?
No.
I don't either. I don't either. I think he would have been smart to resign. I do think it's a stand-up thing to say, hey, I want to come back and make this thing right. I'll just be honest with you. Like, look, I've shared this story several times over. Here's what we'll do, okay? Here's what we'll do. We got Bucher up coming next. I'm going to share with you how my Notre Dame story came out and why I see a parallel in why the Celtics did what they did.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash any amount, anytime. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I'll share with you my story upcoming. Let's welcome in Rick Bucher. He's been covering the NBA for years. Of course, you can read his works at foxsports.com. You see him on Fox Sports 1. Buke, there have been, I mean, look, Stephen A. Smith's like calling out the Celtics for this story coming out. I don't understand. What did the Celtics do wrong here?
Well, there's the problem with this entire story is that there's so many presumptions being made in discussing how this story got out there, what actually happened. There are a lot of holes in what we know, and yet it hasn't stopped anybody from passing judgment and discussing why we are where we are. So, it's part of Stephen A.'s job to react and to react emotionally, passionately, whatever it may be. The problem with doing that, and particularly with a story like this, is that someone being wronged without fully understanding the terms. And his entire premise is that this, we wouldn't know this. We wouldn't have known this had happened if the Boston Celtics had not intentionally leaked it out there. Now, we're in a place where to be first with a story, it's now become transactional, where if you're willing to carry the water and present it the way your source wants it presented, then they're going to call you and give it to you first, depending on which side you are, organization, team, agent, whatever it might be. That's where we are now with reporting. But in this case, it was like, first of all, the subject matter is too delicate to take that approach. And we weren't even going on full disclosure in terms of everything that had happened. So I believe that's why we're getting these reactions, is because people feel the need to react, yet we don't have enough information to do so in a healthy way.
Okay, I'm asking this because people say this.
Yeah.
And it's a very simple path we can go down or not go down. What is the likelihood that race plays a factor in the story?
I'll say it this way. I don't know if it played a part in it. Knowing some of the characters involved and knowing the history of the Boston Celtics, I'm not going to dismiss that on some level, it played a part in it. That said, I don't have any direct evidence of that. So I don't know that it did. If anybody is suspicious, there are grounds to be suspicious simply because of where it happened and who it happened with. But anybody, you know, I'm sure, I don't know if you've addressed it, but you know, everybody's talking about, well, the Brett Favre story isn't getting any traction. No one's talking about that, and here we are talking about Ime Udoka. I don't look at that as being a racist trope, or that there's a racist drive behind that. I think
it's a complete non sequitur to compare those two stories. And the people that are in the media, I think a lot of them just haven't been in the media long enough to understand how this stuff works. Like, the Celtics are going to have training camp next week. They're the defending Eastern Conference champions. Their head coach is suspended for a year. That's top line story. The Favre story is a national story, but there are no charges yet. All the stuff is just coming out in real time. It comes out, but he's not playing a game. He's not going to be. Well, it's not, you know.
Yeah, and there's a multitude of other things. Brett Favre doing something underhanded or corrupt or whatever, like. You look at Brett Favre and you go like, hey, yeah, the dude's got a sketchy background. Like, he's got a sketchy history. Really doesn't shock me. And on the other hand, and you don't have a face of the victim. Like, the poor people of Mississippi, it's hard to make that a talking point on a TV show when you don't have like the characters that you can throw up there for B-roll. That's not the case with the Boston Celtics. And it's in part because Ime Udoka was thought of so highly that to have this happen, I mean, this is tailor made to have a villain, you know, whoever you're siding with, to have the culprit and the victim and all of that, it translates so easily to TV that I think that I look at that and I go, well, that's why it's being talked about. There's a multitude of reasons beyond race that the Ime Udoka topic or subject or fiasco would be discussed and get headlines over Favre. And so that's, I assume when you talked about, you know, is race a part of this, it was in part because of the comparison that people are making with sure. the Favre situation.
Correct. Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1, FoxSports.com, joining us. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. It was not, they did not say Ime Udoka will be our coach next year. They did not say that. What's the likelihood he coaches again for the Celtics?
I think a lot of it really depends on what happens with Mazzulla and Joe Mazzulla, the interim head coach, and where the team goes. I mean, if they are a disaster and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are calling for, hey, we really need Ime back, like he was a big difference, then I can see a path to him returning as the head coach. If Mazzulla is a success, or the players are simply good with where they're going with Mazzulla, then I think it's going to be really hard to bring Udoka back. It's going to be hard no matter what, but desperation, desperation will do things. And if it's, man, we were right there, and we were right there with Ime, we want to get back to that. If they're all hands on deck or the most important people are thinking that way, then I think that there's a way in which he comes back. But short of that, I would be surprised if Udoka is the head coach of the Boston Celtics again, if Mazzulla has any bit of success.
What about his hireability in a year?
Yeah, that's a great, I think a lot of it comes down to how does Ime handle that. But I could see a way in which, and again, a lot of it depends on if the details come out in terms of what was consensual, non-consensual, that whole debate. If that doesn't gain any traction or that it's, then I could see a way in which, hey, he made a mistake. He's learned a lesson. Like, we can move forward. If it's non-consensual, if it's sexual harassment, I don't know of anybody so far in sports who has been guilty of that has found their way back into employment in the league. And so it really depends on what kind of details come out after the fact. I could see, again, if this was the way the story was initially reported, that it was consensual and, you know, it simply violated team rules, I would say, yeah, I can see a way where he's proved he's a very unique, gifted, accomplished, capable coach. If you're a first-year coach, you're capable of taking a team to the NBA Finals. There, you know, this may be callous, but there is a value in that that's going to supersede a lot of things. Teams are going to find a way to convince themselves that we can look past the indiscretion. But in today's climate, if this is elevated to he was sexually harassing people in the organization, then I think that's going to be very hard to come back from.
Rick Bucher, check out his work. FoxSports.com is where he puts all his columns. You can hear him and see his work on Fox Sports 1 as well. Bucher, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Doug.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. So, look, if you didn't know, you can feel free to knock yourself out and read the story about it. I let the story come up on The Athletic, I don't know, it was about five, six years ago, whatever. When I was a freshman in college, I got caught using three different kids' credit cards at Notre Dame, and wasn't expelled, would have had to go through the process of a student committee, and the response would likely not have been a good one. So, and in case you're a troll and you want to troll, wasn't any of my teammates. But it doesn't make it any better, right? It was a couple kids in my dorm, right? So, but the interesting kind of anecdote as to what I learned in that instance and how I would relate it now is what Notre Dame attempted to do was, I believe, in my best interest and definitely in their best interest, and I don't fault them for it, which was when everybody found out, you know, I was like, you mean, I want to come back. I want to make it right. If I'm going to be suspended, I'll be suspended. And eventually I get the phone calls like, yeah, it's just it's not going to happen. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to say you're homesick and that you decided to transfer somewhere closer to home. And then, you know, if you want to sit out, I could transfer somewhere. I could sit out somewhere. I decided to sit out of junior college. A year later, if you transferred, you know, to halfway across the country, no one remembers you were homesick, or maybe you're not homesick anymore. So the first day of school in 1996, when I would have been a sophomore, the back page of the student newspaper had a story about me leaving. And the story said nothing about what actually took place. It was the story that everybody had worked out. This is what we're going to say happened. I was homesick. And the three kids who had credit cards used, and even though two were already paid restitution, they didn't like that I wasn't being shown to be who I really was and what I really did. So they went to the NBC affiliate in South Bend, which is just off campus, and they said, hey, we got a story. Here's the story. And they put them on the news, and they went with it. And the idea is that I understand in this make-believe world, we can pretend like the details weren't needed, aren't going to come out. But that's just what it is. It's a make-believe world. That was 26 years ago. That was before Twitter. The internet had barely taken off. You know, you can't break wind on campus without them smelling it in every basketball office in the country, let alone in a newsroom. So I just think that there's a lot to it where it's like, well, why would this come? I mean, ask yourself, really, had Nima Udoka been suspended for a year, you really think we could have gotten, they could have not told us why on some level? Any first responder will tell you, never try and beat a train. After braking, it can take a mile for a train to completely stop. When it comes to rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. Coming up next on the Doug Gottlieb Show, we're live at the TireRack.com studios. I'll tell you if I think the Browns are in playoff contention when Deshaun Watson returns. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM every Saturday and Sunday. 3 hours before kickoff, tune in Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and we'll take you all the way live up until kickoff. Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app, presented by BetMGM. Let's get to a game.
Fire.
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Beyer, what's the game today, my friend?
The game today is...
Psychic.
All right, psychic. Will Kenny Pickett be the Steelers' starting quarterback by the end of October?
By the end of October. When is their bye week? Their bye week's like week nine, right? Is that end of October? I'm going to say yes. He's definitely going to be... Yes. My psychic powers told me he would be at the end after the bye week, but the performance last night of Mr. Trubisky, standalone game, led many to think it might happen before that. I don't think my psychic powers tell me after the bye week.
Yeah, week nine, yes. November 6th is when they have a bye. All right,
yeah, so that's the end of October. I mean, it's vague, but yes.
So what could happen is when they play on October 30th. And they play the Eagles the next day,
even though
it's a Monday.
Right.
You know, maybe Mike Tomlin who speaks.
Or after, or midway through that game, they put him in.
Yes.
And then at the end of the game, there's in the press conference, they say, hey, Kenny Pickett's going to be our quarterback.
Yep. There it is. We just want to make sure we got all of our bases covered. Psychic, will the Browns be in playoff contention by the time Deshaun Watson can play for the team?
Yes, they will. Contention is not a high bar.
Correct.
It's got 11 games. If they're 5-6 or 6-5, they're right there in playoff contention. The answer is yes.
9 wins got you in last year. Steelers did have a tie, but 9 wins did get you in. Psychic, will any national TV broadcast discuss the Deshaun Watson situation in detail? And I bring this up because Amazon and Al Michaels, social media critical last night of the Deshaun Watson handling of the story. I don't know what everybody wants to be said, but psychic, will any national TV broadcast discuss the situation?
Yes, when he returns. When he returns, you have to. Yes.
I know that Al Michaels probably wasn't the most clean in discussing it. That's for sure, but he got a lot of flack last night. Psychic, will Cooper Rush be a starting quarterback somewhere else in the NFL?
No. No, I think he's found his role. The Cowboys like him. He's going to be like their Jason Garrett.
Basically, is what Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott had a good laugh, is what Cooper Rush said about Jerry Jones's comments about having a quarterback controversy and Cooper Rush reeling off 10 straight wins. I think we all laughed at that one. Psychic, I know you touched off this off the top, but those that may have missed it, will Ime Udoka coach again in the NBA?
I'm going to say yes. I don't believe he coached the Celtics again, but yes.
All right, psychic, will Kawhi Leonard be on the floor for the Clippers on opening night Thursday, October 20th?
Yes, he was just cleared for 5-on-5. Yes,
I think Kawhi will play more games this year than he's played in the last four.
All right, last one, Psychic. Will you go to another Iron Maiden concert?
Yes. Yes, it was a fun night. I'll give you the review at some point, but it was an incredible show. I didn't know any of the songs previous, or maybe one of them, but it was a great show, a really great show. My daughter, Grace, loved it.
That's all I've got.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem rewards for cash any amount, anytime. Talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. The concert was incredible. Jay Stu, you saw the photos I sent. I was blown away by the set designs and the overall show. It was a spectacular show, one that you were invited to but decided not to attend.
Yeah. I won't go into details there. But, yes, I wish I was there. And when Dan asked you if you're ever going to go to one again, I sure hope they tour again. I mean, these guys are in their mid-70s, but it sounds like when you were talking to me about it earlier that Bruce Dickinson, the lead singer, doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
Well, he's 64, and he was amazing. I mean, he had the whole crowd in the palm of his hands. He's running around on stage. He's jumping from like a prop to prop. He's having a sword fight against this like monster that appears to be a person on stilts. Like the whole thing.
That's
was,
Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie. It was.
Eddie
it was
comes really, out every show.
Yeah. It was really, really crazy. It was cool.
I'm glad you liked it. And it's cool that your teenage daughter is into it. I mean, that's definitely a genre, metal, that is kind of stuck in the 80s. So it's cool that they have teenage fans.
Yeah, no, I mean, there were all different demos represented. I would say, and we bought two, I got a Metallica shirt as well. I would say 95% of the people there had a black Metallica shirt on. Like, she was like, I really like that green one. I was like, Grace, if you're going to get Iron Maiden, I did it again. I would say, if you're going to get an Iron Maiden shirt, it's got to be black. You can't get the green one. You just can't. So that's a good parenting decision, right?
I agree with you, by the way. Yep.
Got a poster as well. So now she's got Primus posters, Muse posters, and she's got a Iron Maiden poster for the wall. Got to go going all old school. Poster, shirt, everything. Coming up next in the Doug Gottlieb Show, we're live at the TireRack.com studios. I'm going to delve more into the Steelers' decision to have Mitch Trubisky as their quarterback thus far. That's upcoming next in the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft
process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?